The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, starting off the month of November 3rd, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
He was going to put the water on the water fountain today, or the water, what are things called?
Dispenser.
Thank you.
But see, they've made it so you can do it either way. And I said, you don't have to take the cap off. You can just punch it through, which is what I did. And then we've realized after that that even though it works like that, probably taking the top off is easier and then sticking it on the water. So, good morning.
Good morning.
And what national day is it?
You're going to like this one. It's National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day.
Oh,
traffic.
We're semi-professionals at least, right?
We are.
Can we explain?
The traffic?
Explain. No, you could take traffic as people who talk about the traffic, you know, like the helicopters talking about the traffic below.
You mean the KCNR helicopter?
Or you could talk about the traffic that is the term used within the radio terminology, traffic. And the traffic would be, can you share with our listeners?
Okay, every bit, everything that goes out over the airwaves comes through a computer programs. We get a lot of our shows. Our national shows come in through the satellite dish and into our receivers and fed into, they're either recorded or fed straight live into our broadcast. But everything that goes out is on a computer program. So our traffic people.
Those are human beings that come to the station and do this.
Yeah, traffic and logs come in. And between Sue and Diane, they put in everything that's supposed to run.
Commercials.
And then we set clocks for every show.
I'm in the copter right now. I can see that it's also National Sandwich Day. Back to you, Carl.
Okay. Linda. Thank you. Anyway, everything has to be in there, and so that at every break has got X amount of commercials, and some, you know, if they're different, if they're national shows, so I mean it is really a dance that
it's
we
tedious.
Do.
It's a tedious thing, especially during elections. During election time, they are really trying to sandwich in as much as they can.
People, you know, and they, you know, politicians, and they put their things, you know, put all their ads in, and then plus we have our ads that we play for our regular advertisers. So anyway, it's a balancing act, but that's traffic. And National Sandwich Day is one of my favorite days.
Yeah.
Now,
it's a hot dog guy.
I am, but I'm also a hot dog guy.
Okay.
So, are hot dogs considered sandwiches?
That's a good question. I can look at that.
Because it's a piece of meat between in bread.
In my opinion, it is not.
It's not.
A hamburger is a sandwich. The same thing. No. Hamburger bun and a hamburger hot dog bun and a hot dog. You have a sandwich which is between two pieces of bread.
Why
do you
French
want to
dip,
put them all in the same category?
A French dip sandwich is warm beef
right.
between two pieces of bread.
Right.
Okay.
It might be a hoagie.
Hamburger is a
it might
warm
be a
piece.
Hoagie.
Hoagie. A hoagie.
Right. Well, you can go when you go
or
to
hero.
When you go to Einstein's Bagels. I mean, it's a bagel sandwich, but it's still a bagel.
So apparently, there is a big debate on this. Some people consider. I'm looking at Perplexity AI, and it says whether a hot dog is considered a sandwich depends on the definition and context.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So then, if you have like the Chicago dog, that has tomatoes and onions and peppers and all types of stuff on, even lettuce.
I don't know, but can we talk about the weather? Today's going to be around
70. Because this sandwich
We have a wind advisory, so you may be able to have your sandwich.
This is worth a whole segment.
Make sure your sandwich doesn't blow away. We have a wind advisory, really kind of cute with that, but it's going to be around 71 today. Showers tonight, with around 53, we have, about 80% new precipitation. So we did bring our pads in them over the weekend. Tuesday showers mainly before 4 p.m. near high 59. That's what the weather looks like on Tuesday. And if we look throughout the week, looks like Wednesday showers at 59. I mean, our weather's really gone down. We had the most beautiful weekend. We were out with the horse yesterday. The most gorgeous October day, November day. Absolutely beautiful. Wednesday night looks like showers once again. Throughout the week, as I look at this forecast, 62 on Thursday, showers and Friday. So get out your umbrella and know that, or umbrellas and galoshes, and just know that you're going to be, in this kind of weather. It's more chilly and, scattered showers. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read it, our friends out in Anderson, it's the Kinney family, three generations strong, always bringing, Shasta County wonderful, wonderful, service, where they try very hard to give seniors and veterans the best discounts that they can, serving our community at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
So it is hot dog or sandwich weather. just a quick little note, according to New York tax law, a hot dog is a sandwich. According to the USDA, a hot dog is a sandwich. But according to the National Hot Dog Council, no. A hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yeah, I would think if I was in the council, I'd say, hell no, we have our own category. Okay, with election days tomorrow, the city of Reading will vote for Measure A. Do you have your mail-in ballot that you're going to... No, I'm going to bring my mail-in ballot in person. The proposed 1% sales tax increase. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. The same initiative has already been approved in both Chico and Anderson, and supports say the additional revenue will bolster public safety and fund badly needed infrastructure improvements across the city. Those opposed are against another tax. In addition to Measure A, voters will also see Proposition 50 on the ballot. I just got back from Sacramento, and I know my parents are all worried about 50 passing. It's a redistricting effort. Some nonprofits, political parties, and a billionaire have financed an independent effort.
Well, George Soros has already put in $30 or $40 million to get it passed, which tells you it's a great idea if you're a liberal. I did see something. There's a fellow down the street from us that had yes on A, no on no. Yes on A, yes on 50. And he has little signs out in his yard. I drive by every day and see. Well, the yes on 50 sign has disappeared. Not the holder, just the sign. Mm. So I think somebody came by and stole that, which is wrong. I totally disagree with Proposition 50. I'm voting against it. It is just a bald-faced grasp for power by Democrats. I guess there's some Republicans.
That's what you believe.
I thoroughly believe it because that's exactly what it is. The state of California has, 9 Republican congressmen out of the whole state. With this redistricting, it could reduce it to 2 or maybe even less, depending on the election. But the way they've set it up, it's like right here. We've been in District 1. Congressman LaMalfa has been the congressman, a Republican from District 1, which reflects District 1. They've now moved us, Shasta County, into District 2. And a big square up here, Siskiyou County, MoDoT County. And then there is a gerrymandered tail, like a rat tail, that goes all the way down the coast through Marin County to the San Francisco Bridge. There's a lot more people, and they're Democrats because they're west of the 5, and they would have a good chance of winning the next congressional election. So not only are we not represented by any numbers in Sacramento in our assembly and Senate, they are now taking away the only a conservative Republican and making sure that none of our votes count. And we will be represented by a guy that lives in Marin County who, you know, I don't know anything about him. We're going to get him on the show. They, you know, as people have said, he wants, you know, he'll come on the show. So, but that's where we are. It's just, it goes, you know, this vote, for 50, and they're using it because it's a Trump hate vote. Trump's doing this. Trump's doing this. Well, there's like 6 or 7 states in our United States that have 30-40% Republicans living in the states, registered and all that, that have zero representation at the federal level because of the gerrymandered districts they have in other states. I mean, you can look it up. It's just so, and that's what California's trying to do, gerrymander this so that the Republicans in California have no say.
Well, okay, we're going to take a break. Are you ready for a Beaver Moon? More about that when we come back.
Lay it on me.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster and you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought
Good
to you
morning.
By Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And their phone number is 530-224-2345. Good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone. How are you?
Well, we are great. Yesterday was so beautiful. We both got to ride the horse and all that. So it was nice. It was nice. And then had a great dinner with our friends. So we're looking forward to this week.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
I was telling some folks yesterday, you need to bottle this weather. Save it for later.
Yes.
For Thursday.
Absolutely. Well, today, November 3rd, is National Housewife Day. Tomorrow is Election Day, so if you haven't already, please vote. The month of November is National Pet Cancer Awareness Month, Stomach Cancer Awareness Month, Adopt a Senior Pet Month, and National Military Family Appreciation Month.
Okay.
Honoring the many sacrifices and contributions made by our military families. November is also National Military Caregivers Month, honoring those who help provide care. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all of our military veterans this month. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave because of you. Thank you so much for your service. In this week's community calendar, I'll be focusing on some veterans activities coming up. Preston Sharp is looking for some volunteers to help place flags and flowers at the Igo Cemetery on Wednesday, November 5th at 3:30 p.m. And volunteers are needed at the Reading Memorial Cemetery on Saturday, November 8th at 9 a.m. to place the flags and the flowers. In addition, volunteers will be needed after Veterans Day to take down and store the flags and flowers. More details can be found on the Preston Sharp Facebook page. The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce is looking for local businesses and community partners to sponsor their annual Christmas Lights Neighborhood Contest. The Christmas Lights Sponsorship Annual Christmas Lights Neighborhood Contest entry deadline is Friday, November 7th, and more details can be found online, cityofshastalake.gov. This Friday night, November 7th, enjoy First Fridays in downtown Reading, starting at 5 p.m. Look for special promotions by participating businesses, live music, pop-ups, arts, and more. For more information, visit vivadowntownreading.org. There will be an antique and vintage market this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Events Center located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Roses and Rush Marketplace will run November 7th, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, visit Shasta District Fair and Events Center.com. The 32nd Annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade will take place on Saturday, November 8th. Shasta Dam Boulevard will be lined with folks honoring our veterans. Festivities will kick off with a pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. at the Fire Hall, followed by the parade at 10 a.m., and then a luncheon at the American Legion Hall. For more information, visit cityofshastalake.gov. The Whitmore Community Center will host an all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, November 9th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 30555 Whitmore Road. Adults are $14, children 5 to 10 are $6, and kids under 5 are free. More details and menu items can be found on the Whitmore Community Center Facebook page. And here are a few upcoming Save the Date as we go forward. November 14th, head on over to the Reading Veterans Home for their annual Adopt a Vet program starting at 10 a.m. Grab a tag and help grant a resident's holiday wish list. The Veterans Home is located at 3400 Knighton Road in Reading. For more information, call 530-224-3300, extension 3. Shasta District Fair, Crash Fair, and Swap Meet will take place on Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Admission to this event is free. If you are interested in renting a booth, visit Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. The application deadline is November 12th. Tickets for the annual Reading Garden of Lights are on sale. The dates this year will be November 21st through January 4th. See pictures and learn more at readinggardenoflights.org. Now, next Monday, the second Monday of the month, I will be off. I will be helping the American Legion Auxiliary this week. And on Monday, November 10th, they will celebrate their 106th birthday. Special birthday wishes going out to them. And the United States Marine Corps celebrating 250 years of service. So I will be off next Monday, but I'll catch everyone the week after. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Thank you very much, Anne Marie. I hope you have a wonderful week and next week.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll have an umbrella ready.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Every Monday or every other Monday, they can help with auto insurance, homeowners, business, other insurances, all at Siskiyou Insurance. And right here in Reading, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, and their number is 530-224-2345. And let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Well, good morning and welcome back to this Monday edition of KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and oh my god. So, we got the phone ringing. Hey, this is kind of like it was over the weekend. How many people watch the World Series? Okay, we are
okay,
not.
Okay, Alex, that's a question that you can find.
Well, that would be interesting. I mean,
Game 7 of the World Series.
Well, we watched everyone.
This is for people who haven't watched baseball since the last World Series that the San Francisco Giants was in like 10 years ago.
We watched it then, and I recall us watching it. We were kind of mesmerized by the whole thing. It became great, great entertainment. We're not, you know, we don't follow the teams or anything like that, but you know, when you watch excellence. I love watching ice skating, and I love to watch the execution of ice skating and seeing what they do in the Olympics. This was really, for me, the most entertaining, kind of like sweat on the edge of your seat. Because I didn't really have a dog in the fight. I just wanted to see a really good game. And to watch excellence, to me, it's infectious. So I just thought it was a great game. And we had some friends. I was driving home from Sacramento. Of course, I'm going to always bring this up. My elderly parents, 92 and 94, I wanted to go to Sacramento to be able to drive them over to my brother's house so they could see their great-grandchildren, which would be my great-grandnieces, in costumes for their little trick-or-treat time.
Of course, then your dad drives over there.
I said, we had a big fight about that. Please don't. He was insistent. But then I drove back. Anyway, so that was my mission, was to go and be of service that way. So anyway, while I was there, of course, I listened to Mad Dog Sports or MLB Radio because just like when it comes to Super Bowl, I listen to Mad Dog. I don't listen to it all the time. In fact, right now I'm totally sported out. I can't even, because I really kind of dive into hearing what people's interpretation or their stats or who's, you know, injuries and how they've come through or how they train. You know, I was always fascinated with what Tom Brady did, how he trained in an unorthodox way for the majority of how Americans, I mean, what he did in order to have this longevity in his life. And so the pitcher Yamamoto on the Dodgers had an unorthodox way of how he trained. So when you think about the guy doing complete 9 innings in a game that hasn't been done in years.
One of his training methods is throwing the javelin.
Yes.
And they're saying that nobody, they can't remember any time in baseball history that a pitcher got ready for the season by throwing the javelin. Well, obviously it works
it
for this guy.
It makes sense when you think about what it is to be.
And he comes into the pitch after he'd pitched already to come in as a reliever in game 7.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't have a dog in the fight either, but I was kind of liking Toronto. I mean, they're scrappy.
Oh yeah, scrappy.
They're going against the LA Dodgers.
I mean, you have to have a loser and a winner, and so they were a winner in every way. But what I also felt like was, for children watching this game, for kids watching this game, I felt that there were some, you know, heroes. There was camaraderie. You would hear time and time again from many of the players, if not all the players, it's not just about me. We're a team, and that's a fact. You can have the best player in the world, but if you don't have that mindset with the other players in the cog in the wheel, they all work together. So I felt that. And so that to me, what was infectious. And I got really excited about the plays. And it was just really, you know, up and down and up back and forth. And wow. Anyway, so before we took a break, I said the Beaver Moon. That's what's going to be happening on this Wednesday. It's called the Beaver Moon, also a super moon. So that means it's the closest to the Earth of this year. And why do they call it a Beaver Moon? Because according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, which began publishing the full moon names in the 1930s, you say the Beaver Moon got its name because this is the time of year when beavers take shelter in the lodge after gathering food for the winter. During the fur trade era, it was known as the season to trap beavers for their thick winter ready pelts. Other traditional names for November's full moon, including the digging moon, deer rutting moon, the frost or freezing moon, each reflecting how animals and nature approaches the, how they approach the colder months. But it, anyway, so this is going to be the super moon closest to the Earth on November 5th. There you go.
There you go.
And I find that stuff fascinating as well.
The Jesse Eisenberg, who is a movie star, and he's been in several movies, and you know, like the Zombieland, but he's been in other movies, the ones coming out right now. I mean, I don't know who this guy is. I've seen him in the movies. I haven't read anything about him. But it turns out that he really got involved in blood donations. And then that led to him volunteering. He's donating a kidney to somebody he doesn't know this in November. And what this does is somebody in the person's family, the kidney doesn't match up. Mm. And it's kind of like a pay it forward that he's donating his kidney. And you make a list of people who you want to donate your kidney to, like your family mm-hmm. and that. But his is going to a stranger. Mm. He says it's safe. And then that kidney, and then somebody else that's donating a kidney, you know, like from that family, will go to somebody else. And there's like 90,000 people waiting for kidneys right now.
Really?
Yeah. So I just find this so refreshing that you get a guy that...
He's a director and is a comedian yeah. director.
Yeah.
He did a movie where he directed and wrote it that you and I watched that was really, really good about the two brothers that traveled back to Poland. That was a really good one. I can't think of the name of it.
In fact, they won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for that. Yeah. And but to give your kidney like that. So it's just that as of September 2024, there are currently about 90,000 people on the organ transplant list. Now, my cousin needed a kidney, and there's no matches in the family. And somebody that he didn't know, but had been another helicopter pilot.
Oh, really?
In that Vietnam era, donated his kidney to him. They never met. So, and it allowed Jimmy to live another couple years after that before Agent Orange finally took him down. But I just find this so refreshing that you get a Hollywood actor that believes in things like this. And, I mean, now here we are talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get by on one kidney, right. obviously.
You just, yeah.
So, now, so he feels at my age, I'm not sure they want my kidney.
Right. Well,
I know Buford's kidney probably wouldn't work.
I want to ask you about the New York City mayor race.
Wow. Okay, that has to do with the conversation I had last night.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we won't go into detail about that. But
no.
So New York City mayoral candidates are making final push today to get voters to the polls as the race leads to America's biggest city near its finale. So what do you think?
Well, here's what it is. Mondami's a socialist. He's a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. He is an anti-Semite. He is a number of things. He's never run a business. He's nothing like that. And he's getting ready to run one of the biggest, largest industries in the world, New York City, if he went. Which, you know, all the polls kind of show he is. You know, President Obama thinks it's a great idea. Oh, yeah, you know. So he wants to do things that could, that has the potential, a real potential of destroying the economy there. Freezing rent, government-run grocery stores, which means they compete with, you know, privately owned grocery stores, free bus rides, free child care, taxing the already heavily taxed rich people. And so they are reporting, you know, people moving out of New York City, which leads me to the conversation last night. My buddy and I, my brother and I, were talking about Wyoming. And Bozeman, Montana has had so many people move into it from New York, New Jersey, that area, that the housing prices are astronomical, the land prices are astronomical. Well, Sheridan, Wyoming, to buy a piece of land there that's not even an acre is like $75,000, not even an acre. If it's got a house on it, two bedroom, one bath, no property, $400,000. It's like 1,200 square feet. Another one that seemed more reasonable, but it was off grid, so it had no bathroom, no running water. The price was a little more reasonable, but not much. Because they are seeing Californians and people from the East Coast moving into Wyoming and Montana. I don't know about the Dakotas, but if he's elected, you're going to see businesses leaving the city, if not the state. It's like California, where so many businesses and it's not even the businesses, which is bad enough. How many people do you know, my friends, that have left California? Because as soon as they leave California, it's like getting a $15,000, $20,000 a year raise.
Well, you say that, but how many people move back? Because they get to a state, they move because they're kids.
I'm sure, it's still, the exodus is still going on of people that are retiring or people that can pick up, you know, sell their businesses and go to another state and, you know, go into business there. And they go, we have people coming in, but who are the people coming in? I mean, you know, how are you counting them? But the bottom line, though, is you're seeing these western states, these western plains states, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. Look at Idaho. Idaho is, if you took, you know, said how many people came from another state, you know, it's a huge number. The largest number of CalPERS people are living in a place called Eagle, Idaho, and they're almost all first responders, police, fire, others. When you get up to Coeur d'Alene, we have a good friend whose parents lived up there, had a place for years, and the property became so valuable, they sold it because so many people were moving in. So here it is in the middle of nowhere, nothing on the property, and they're selling them for $80,000, $85,000. And if it's like acreage, now you're up into the hundreds, you know, $180,000. For just land that's got nothing on it. No electricity, no water. You'd have to do it all. So, yeah, I think when you get somebody. Now, here's the other thing about Montami. He gets elected. What happens? He's right now the darling of the Democratic Party. And he's very clear about what he wants to do. So, if he gets elected, and let's see what happens to New York. Chicago did it, and they got trashed. Their mayor is at like 3% approval rating for trying to do these things. So it might be interesting to see him get elected and then see what happens, because he's still got to go through city council for things.
Now, the best, hottest real estate markets in the U.S., this came up, Durham, North Carolina.
Well, there's another place.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah,
Arizona, Tampa, Florida, Idaho, Austin, Texas, Texas, and Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Austin, Texas is a blue blob in the middle of a sea of red. No, I mean, university town, it's always been liberal. It's always had a music culture and all this.
And a college, a couple major
universities. And then Colorado, of course, has gone. See, Colorado is just like many of other places, like Oregon and large part of California and Washington State, is they have a high number of Democratic voters in Denver, and that because there's so many voters in those urban areas, they just totally override the rural voters, which are mainly red. And there's an article I just read today about in Central California. They're saying the same thing that we are saying up here, is that you're taking, you know, we have certain values. You're going to gerrymander the map. So now we have a Democrats that are representing us. Well, what about our voice? And, you know, there's Democrats right here in town go, well, what about our voice? Well, this was districted by a group of people of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents that everybody agreed on, and they did it, and everybody thought it was a pretty good job. And now we're having that districting, that fair redistricting, redone.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our place to go. In fact, I've got a bunch of watches in a bag today. Took a bunch of my just, you know, fun watches that need to have batteries changed and all that stuff. 2225 Hilltop Drive for all of your jewelry needs. Everything you could possibly want in one store, locally owned, where they're going to give you a great deal and an honest inspection and evaluation. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Oh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning and welcome back to this, the last 15 minutes of the 7 o'clock edition here on KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio. We've got a lot going on, we have Enjoy coming on at 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We always love, what they have produced, one of the most successful magazines, and we love to hear from them what they're doing. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Yeah, Jeff Horst has been repairing windshields for like close to 30 years. He's been through all of the automotive repair schools, all of these. And what he does, he brings your vehicle into a climate controlled area and works his special magic on your windshield, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Then he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Not sure? You know, cause sometimes, oh, it's just a little chip. It's not going to get any bigger. It could, especially with the changes in temperature, and if it's freezing outside, that little chip can become a large crack. You don't want that. Don't take a chance with your safety, your family's safety. How about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Okay, so Great Britain has been paying people to leave.
people that are there illegally.
And they're taking advantage of it. Illegal migrants are taking advantage of this. They're taking the money and then they're returning to the UK and then they're bragging about it online. The Home Office's Assisted Voluntary Return Scheme, which offers thousands and a free plane ticket to illegals to voluntary return to their homeland, is being taken advantage of by unscrupulous migrants who have outlined specific steps on how to defraud the British taxpayer on social media. He received £3,000 to return to his country in autumn of last year, only to return by January to work as a grocery delivery driver. Effectively, he went home for Christmas on the taxpayer's dime. They had a great Christmas. Then he came back. An entire family was paid £12,000 to help rebuild their home in Brazil, yet the father of the family returned illegally to the UK half a year later to get work as a delivery driver. So, it sounds good, but there's got to be something in there that if they've left, they've got to stay away. And then if you catch them, can they just deport them? Because UK has really weird laws. Like, you make a comment on the internet, and some of them are kind of innocuous. You can get arrested. And they do not have a constitution. They don't have a bill of rights. In England, there's nothing that says that you have a right to protect yourself with a firearm. That's why they can take all the firearms, which they've done. Like Australia and New Zealand, they can just say, we want all of your self-loading semi-automatic firearms. And then they can go out and collect them. Now you've got farmers and everybody out in the hinterlands out there, probably buried them and all this, but still, they have no right to be able to protect themselves. Which many in the other party when I say other party, the Democrat Party, even though I'm getting away from the Republican Party, too. I think I'm going to register this coming year as a Libertarian or Independent. I'm thinking about that.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, because it still comes down that it doesn't make any difference to me, and I know you from conversations we've had. You vote for the person that seems to be the one that's going to, you know, that's going to do the best job, has the welfare of his or her constituents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to that, then, you know, then the D or the R doesn't make any difference. So, and besides, here in California, they are trying to eradicate the Republican Party. So, you know, at some point, it's going to be illegal to register as a Republican. No, it's just, you know what? They've got the supermajority. They could say, you know what? Republicans have been a real pain in the side of California, so it's illegal to be a Republican. Now, it'll go to court and get overturned, but just like their Glock thing, you can no longer buy Glock pistols in the state of California. Okay, it's going to go to court, it'll get turned over, but this is the kind of mentality that our lawmakers down there have.
Well, now you like you're a comic book guy. You like comics.
No.
You do. You read them on Sunday. You read
Sunday.
Them. Yeah.
The funny papers.
Right.
Yeah.
The funny papers. Well, it's
and
comic.
Not, some
not
of them
maybe
funny.
A comic book.
Yeah. Not
okay,
comic
so
books.
You like Dilbert. Right?
I've always liked Dilbert.
All right.
And he just got hammered.
Well, it said Donald Trump will, as president, Donald Trump said he would help the creative Dilbert get treated for his metastatic prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Metastatic, excuse me. After the cartoonist directly appealed to him on social media.
Yeah,
so Scott Adams is the guy who created.
Now, here's Scott Adams, who is, Dilbert is a brilliant series. But he made the mistake of coming out as a conservative.
Mm.
And when he did, that was it. His career was over. That was it. And
really?
And he had something on one of, he had said something in a, not in the comic strip, but something on social media and like the big chains of newspapers canceled him. This was back during the COVID type thing and when they were canceling everybody. Hey, you've heard about Ozempic and what was the other one? Weibly? They're GLP-1 drugs. And they're saying there's an estimated 7.6 million fewer obese adults today compared with 3 years ago. And injectable weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy may be the contributing factor. You think maybe?
Maybe.
You've got Serena Williams doing a commercial for
yes,
it. She gets
yes.
herself a shot in the tummy.
Right.
Right there. At the same time, the usage of GLP drugs among both men and women were more than doubled in the past year, with 12.4 of the respondents saying the use of drugs compared with 5.8 in February 2024. The U.S. adult obesity rate, calculated as having a BMI of 30 or higher, has gradually declined to 37%, dropping from the record high of 39, almost 40% in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. Here's what BMI is, body mass index.
Okay.
So what it does is they take your height and your weight, and that's your BMI. Here's what's wrong with it. We couldn't use that in the Marine Corps. Because we got guys with 10% body fat, and they totally are 20 pounds over their supposed weight for the BMI. And so the BMI would say that they're obese. Well, they're not. They're 10% body fat. So we went to body fat measurements for people. And that changes the whole thing. So anyway, but these drugs, have you seen people in the last year that have dropped weight? And then some of them are really, they're working their butts off. They're not eating anything. But others, are using it. So anyway, Americans see these as a preferred option for weight loss, something many people fight to do for a lifetime. More than half the Americans think GLP-1s are a good idea if you want to slim down. Well, if it helps with obesity, but diabetes is still a problem. But diabetes is related to so many things, including heredity. And like your parents, you know, they don't have it. So I don't, you know, so it's not a hereditary thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Where other people's parents may have it. And even if you're in good shape and your, you know, your body mass index, mm-hmm. quote, and your fat content is down. Anyway, we have to run. We're going to take a break from the news and have Enjoy the Magazine as soon as we come back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Oh, I'm Rex Thomason. President Trump describes what's taking place in Nigeria as a mass slaughter, adding that he's not going to put up with it.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria, and they have other countries very bad also. You know that. That part of the world very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. We're not going to allow that to happen.
The president says he's ordered the Pentagon to start planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He also warns that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African country. Trump administration says any new nuclear weapons tests will be explosion-free.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright clarified President Trump's recent order for the U.S. to start testing nuclear weapons for the first time in 3 decades. He told Fox News the tests will be system tests, not nuclear explosions. Wright's comments came after the president was coy late last week on whether he was actually ordering the resumption of explosive testing of nuclear weapons. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York City's mayoral candidates making a final push to get voters to the polls as the race to lead America's biggest city nears its finale. Election Day is tomorrow, with Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani, Independent Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa stumping right down to the wire. A couple of closely watched governor's races to be decided tomorrow. One's in New Jersey, the other one in Virginia. According to the polls, those contests are quite close. Insisting he's not going to be extorted by the Democrats, President Trump says he will only negotiate to extend health care subsidies once the government has been reopened. Today, day 34 of the government shutdown. Wall Street, the Dow down 224 points. NASDAQ is up 93. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
She's unafraid and unapologetic. She's Laura Trump, and she's shaking things up on the Right View podcast.
We were hell-bent on making sure that there was no cheating in this election, but then for Donald Trump to win the popular vote, history was made in so many different ways to witness it. It's quite a time to be alive, and it really, truly is.
Subscribe to the Right View podcast with Laura Trump today on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
It's a first for the White House, as a Syrian leader will come calling.
President Trump will host Ahmad al-Sharaa for talks, a first-ever visit by a Syrian president to the White House. The meeting is expected to take place November 10th. The president met with al-Sharaa in Saudi Arabia in May in what was the first encounter between the two nations' leaders in 25 years, and one that could serve as a turning point for Syria as it struggles to emerge from decades of international isolation. Ron Taylor reporting.
Riot police in Belgrade have had to separate opponents and backers of Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vučić, as political tensions rise after a year of anti-government demonstrations around the country. Thousands faced off on both sides of police barriers, tossing bottles and flares. Tensions soared after a big rally over the weekend marked the anniversary of a train station disaster that left 16 people dead. News and analysis, townhall.com. The closest supermoon of the year. It's just around the corner.
It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of 3 supermoons this year and also the closest. The moon will come within just 222,000 miles of Earth. The change in the moon's size can be tough to discern with the naked eye. Supermoons happen a few times a year. A supermoon in October made the moon look somewhat larger. The last supermoon of the year will rise in December. Keith Peters, Washington.
Warren Buffett's company's profits improved by 17% thanks to a relatively mild hurricane season and more paper investment gains this year, as Berkshire Hathaway continues to get ready for the legendary 95-year-old investor to relinquish the CEO title that in January. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We have, you know, 100 phones in our phone bank, and you just call that one, it just keeps rolling over. And if you're number 80, the chances of us getting to you, probably not real good right then. But Alex is our producer. Alex,
yes,
is our producer. And
did he change his name on me?
No, that was Ben. We have Ben and Alex, and sometimes David. And
Ben two,
which I call Mikey,
who you call Mikey, because on his Facebook page it's David Mikey. So
okay,
I call him Kid. Anyway, and it's all these national days today that. She obviously, Anne Marie, has a different calendar than we have, but today is National Sandwich Day.
Mm. And, National Housewives Day.
And National Housewives Day.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm. That means a lot of things to a lot of people.
I was going to say, you could have a nice National Housewife make you a nice sandwich.
Exactly.
Well, but here's the thing is, they did a housewife. Well, how much should a housewife get paid? And they figured out a housewife should be getting paid something like close to $100,000 a year. Cleaning, laundry, food, shopping, the things they do.
Well, you know.
I want to be a housewife.
If you like that concept, you could always move to Germany, because I believe in Germany they actually do pay housewives to be at home and have babies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
So they look at it as a very important job to their society.
Well, it is a very important job.
China is starting to pay people to have babies because they are in such deep trouble over there.
They should put it on the stock market.
If you're hearing our voices, you know we have James Masada and Rhonda Alvey with us this morning from Enjoy. But first, let's get to the weather. We have a wind advisory today. I don't see anything like that outside right now, but we're going to have around 71 tonight. Showers. And Tuesday calls for showers again. Let's look at our quick forecast here for Tuesday, high of 59. We'll get some chilly weather ahead of us, actually, if you think about Wednesday with our highs of 59. Thursday and Friday, rain throughout the rest of the week, and that's what the forecast is calling for, showers. And not heavy rain, but just showers throughout the week with our temperatures around the high 50s, middle 50s, low 60s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. In Anderson, 365-3793, in a veteran-owned business by the Kinney family. All right, 8:08 in the morning, and again, like we said, we're here with Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada. Lots going on. Rhonda, you went with Enjoy, but let's talk a little bit about the theater.
Theater. So Misery just ended its run yesterday, and the acting was incredible in that. And right now, November is going to be full of lots of little things. We're going to do a 24-hour playwright competition. Mm. We're going to have a craft fair.
Mm. When's the craft fair?
It's on the 15th of November. And
inside the theater?
Yeah, inside the lounge.
Right, right.
And the lobby.
Cool.
Yeah, this is our third year, and it's actually really fun. We have about 20 vendors, and it's going to be fun.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then what else? We just have a lot of rentals, and then December 5th is the Christmas play that starts and goes through the 21st, and I am directing that. It's called Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas. It's got a lot of kids, and it's going to be cute. It's a cute little play.
December 5th.
December 5th.
All right.
With a preview, pay what you can preview on December 4th. Oh,
okay, nice. So I'm sure we'll get some tickets, and
yes,
we'll be giving those away here,
yep,
for that Christmas parade River play starting in December. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Issue number 230.
I don't know.
Of the Enjoy magazine. So we love that. We have Grateful Giving, of course. So it's been a very interesting 2025.
Yes.
Crazy. And you know,
one
it's
of the
hard,
fastest
it's
years
just
for
the
me.
Fast, exactly.
That's like,
yeah,
the blink of an eye.
I can't even begin to tell you that. It's not the middle of October, and they've got Christmas stuff out.
Yeah.
Well,
not just at Costco.
I would
everywhere.
Agree, I would agree with all of you except for February. February was was 48 days. Because I would say, well, good morning. It's February the 38th. February just went on. Am I right, Alex?
Yeah.
We went.
You're always right for the most part.
Yeah.
Unless Linda says otherwise.
Thank you.
I love the people that work for us, work with us, I should say. February was forever. But you're right. The rest of the year is just like, here it is, November 3rd.
And I don't know if it's because, you know, this year it's just been like, I feel like I'm in perpetual shock over just everything. So yeah, you just are like maybe numb to time, but yet somehow it just seems to be flying by. I'm like, I just can't believe that.
We're working on December, on our December issue right
so
now.
So how many years have you been doing Enjoy now?
19.
See, we're starting our 16th year here, and I never had that as in my mind when we started,
right,
when we kicked this thing off.
I don't remember. To be really honest with you, I always look at Rhonda because I don't know. Rhonda was the only one that actually pulled any type of a plan together when we decided to do this. So maybe she had it in her mind, but I don't know what I expected. I don't think I ever thought past, ooh, this would be fun.
I didn't think past just getting the first one out. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah, our first show.
And then we went, crap, we got to do another one and another one.
Yeah, that is definitely true. But I remember
you had 30 days kind of to put it all together and then get ahead and all that. Yeah. We had our first day, and Bob Belongi is crawling underneath our feet, connecting wires. And then the next day we had to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
you
the
have
next
it every
day we
day
had to do it again. Yeah. So it was, yeah.
I love your magazine.
Have you guys figured out how many episodes that you've, our morning shows or however, like we say we have 230 issues, but ours is monthly. Yours is daily. We have 230,000.
In our archives, you can literally go back to our first show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
December 16th is 16 years.
And it's like, we got like 300 pages of archives.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. We've counted.
I have no idea.
We could figure out
how many, you know, 7,500 guests. And so I guess if you just figured it out, you know, each, you know, 5 days a week.
Three to six, depending on if you have like say for instance.
No, not about guests, just how many shows.
Oh.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, but it'd be cool to do guests too. That would be a great headline, you know.
Yeah.
So I just did the math.
300,000 guests.
When you think about your 17th birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you think about
Alex has got.
I got the math. It's 4,160, roughly.
But what about when you have like say a whole theatrical, you know,
no,
like
he's,
ensemble?
He's talking about episodes. He's talking about episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're still
I'm
stuck
still
on
thinking
guests.
About the guests. Yeah.
Well, how many shows?
4,160. That's 52 weeks, 5 days for 16 years.
Wow.
Yep.
And then add how many guests to that?
Well,
you look fabulous.
I averaged two guests a show because some days it's one, sometimes it's four, five, six. So I just averaged two a day, you know.
But
and that's where I came up with it, about 75.
But sometimes on that segment, like for you, the two of you, that would be two in the 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we'll have 2 to 4 in the 8 o'clock, say at Shasta College, there'll be 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
So that's hard to...
No,
well, yeah.
A hard to, but you can just get a rough ballpark. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Plus or minus 100,000.
Anyway, this is about Enjoy, not about us.
Yes!
So,
And,
yeah,
and your longevity.
But, oh, yeah. I mean, putting out a magazine, like you all, a high-quality magazine.
See, we have, what ours is different is we have pages, right? So this is, this is issue 230, but this magazine is what, 100 and something pages?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now we have page count. That's how we.
Oh, well, you have. This is really a beautiful article. When we come back, now that we've done our love fest and we've talked about all this stuff, when we come back, let's get into some of what's happening in the fall, the November issue of Enjoy.
This is a good issue.
Articles. I've got one here that talks about little moments that I think is a beautiful thing I'd love to send to all my friends about a winter bucket list to make the season shine.
That's fun, yeah.
It's very positive. But you've got, you know, you highlight new people, new businesses. It's always great.
Yeah, Josh Barker here is what I enjoy. Mm-hmm. So he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have at Shasta Regional Medical Center this lung nodule screening program, and it provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. And the whole goal here is reduce lung cancer mortality with low-dose computer tomographic screening. The only low-dose screening north of Sacramento. And here's the reason that lung cancer is deadly is they don't find it. But with this new technology, you can have, if you've got, say you have lung cancer in your family, they can come in and you can get it checked. And if they, you know, when it's like any cancer, you catch it real early, your chances of surviving go way up. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com. And we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this ad.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Our guests today are Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, the 230th issue, and on page 66 and 67, they have a salute to the military, 1775 to 2025.
I could have guessed Alex would like
250 years of service.
Actually, that's a Carl and Linda thing.
I know.
It was way before him.
Well, not way before, but you know.
Well, it was a Carl thing. Because
yeah. No, I know. I just thought that was funny that it came out. Like, there it goes.
Well, Night at the Roxbury. It's really cool,
he fit in really well and fast and nicely, right away. I think.
You know, a lot of times, though, our guests will start, you know, they know what, everybody's nodding their head.
We bump,
you know,
our heads to the foam on the microphone.
There we go. So, 230th issue, and, okay, there's so many good things in here, and it's about grateful giving. So
first, I want to point out how fun the cover is this month. I love that. It looks like she's doing like a Harry Potter smack, and there's a poof of smoke, and she's going to disappear. But it's Nellie Vargas from Nellie's Tasty Bread.
Uh huh.
And she is just a sweetheart, and she does a home kitchen bread company. And if you're interested, she does one of the most amazing breads. It is a, I think it's called, it's a double espresso chocolate sourdough.
Whoa.
And nothing is needed other than your fingers to pull it apart and eat it. But toasted slightly with a little bit of butter on it. It's amazing. I toasted it and put just a little bit of peanut butter. So it was like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Sourdough.
Where's she located?
Here in Reading. Yeah. Reading or Palisadro, but she does everything out of her home kitchen. So it's a cottage kitchen.
I wonder if I think she's been on because she does soups. Did she do soups too?
I don't know.
We had one that does soups that came in here one day.
Yep.
And it's, you know, all from her gardens and all that.
Yeah. I think that's a different person.
That's probably a different person.
But still.
Okay.
And then on page 18, I like to just always point out what I enjoy. This is a feature that Rhonda started quite a bit back now. I always want to think it's new, but it actually.
And you always ask, what I love is that the person that you decide we want to interview you, we want to highlight you, they don't know what the questions are.
No.
It's not like, who's your favorite, blah, blah. I mean, it's you're asking stuff like, would you rather go to space or Earth, or go to space or a deep ocean dive? And then one has to really contemplate. Well, I mean,
I know what you meant. You know. I was like, do you want to go to space or go to Earth?
Yeah, go to space. Okay.
Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Yes, yes. So that was a wonderful question. And anyway, so Josh Barker.
Yeah. And I was surprised to see here that he moved here in 1975. Because I don't think he's that. I didn't think he was. I mean, I thought he's old, but you know what I mean.
Josh is former Marine.
Yep,
and was in fact our guest speaker. I think it was last year at our ball. And he, but you know, a lot of humility there. And he goes, "Well, you know, I haven't done this, I haven't done that," but his speech was of what he learned in the Marine Corps, which has made him a success since then. And
the family's very kind too. I've known them for a long time because their kids went to my kids' school, but they also are they have taken in children in the family and are raising them. And then have helped other families that I know that I'm close with, both, you know, monetarily and stuff, who have also taken children in. So they're very kind.
That's a beautiful
in that
thing.
Right away with the, yeah. So.
And the nice thing about these is a lot of times he was nominated by Carl when I was saying, I need somebody, who's a veteran. Who would you have as a veteran?
There's so many we have, of course, in Reading.
And just like off the top of his head, he said, oh, you know, Josh Barker.
Josh is a good guy.
Yeah.
And he would be able to, you know, he fits well into what y'all are trying to do.
So that's if anybody has a somebody they want to nominate, send them my way to info@enjoymagazine.com.
Yeah, and they don't have to be a veteran. It's
it's November, and we all know that we have the a lot of
Marine Corps birthday,
the Veterans Navy. Day parade is November 7th.
Yeah. So anyway, page 18.
Excuse me.
And I always like to say real quick, too, since we were saying page 18, if you can't get out and get a copy of the magazine, just go to our website and see the latest issue, and you can read the full magazine in its entirety, just like it was in your lap. So then very next page, we have Lakebed to Legacy, and this is a really cool story that actually honors veterans, and this is up in the city of Tule Lake. Honors veterans, what does it say? Homesteaders and a living park. So it's a really cool article. It talks about how they've created this memorial park, and they really, really worked hard on working with within the community, even all the way down to the grade schools, to get input on how to represent their city and the legacy that is. I didn't realize, but I guess the Klamath used to flow, or they used this area to put water in for agriculture, so there was Tule Lake. And then in the early, I think, 1900s, they drained the lake. And then they started a program where they were doing lotteries for people to win plots of land and turn them into farmsteads.
And to qualify, you had to be
a veteran.
A war veteran with an agricultural background.
Yeah.
And one of them was a lady by the name of Eleanor
Bolesta.
Yeah.
An ex-wave from the U.S. Navy.
Yep.
Ended up as number 51 out of 86.
What is an ex-wave?
Former wave. A wave was...
Just a term for a Navy
well,
person.
Well, you know, when you had, you know, during World War II, you had the WACS, you know, Women Army Corps.
Oh,
a wave
okay.
was the equivalent.
Okay.
In the for the Navy.
Okay. So anyway, she was one of the ones that was the focal point to use to honor for the mural that's on the wall. But then there's like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other things that they've got going on that they all worked and voted on. And it's just a really cool thing that they did. And they really took the time and the care to select and to really honor a lot of parts of their community. But yeah, so it's super cool. I didn't even realize that was a lake at one point, and now they dried it out as a dry lake bed, and then now they've turned it into farmland.
Into waterlands, too, up there. Now, we've been
some
up to Tule Lake. We've been
wildlife.
Up to Tule Lake.
Yeah. And lake, and bird watching in that area.
Yeah.
And some of the most incredible and amazing organic horseradish is grown there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tule Lake area is known for its world-renowned horseradish. I used to carry it in the store. It's wicked. It's yummy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that makes me want to know more about that. We'll have to make a trip to Tule Lake. We had gone up there doing the Squirrel Awards thing, but we were with...
a couple that had lived here but moved to Tule Lake.
Yeah, he was a dentist, and they moved there. Yeah.
And the grandkids were with us, so we went up to their one motel in town.
But they did not have this memorial at that point. I do not believe that was there, so...
Well, and it's called a living memorial because it is actually, you know, there's plants and grass and stuff. So it's cool. I like when people think things through and kind of try to embody and embrace everything and do it in a good way. Because, I mean, too much can be too much, but I think they did a great job. So,
and I had no idea that the community is made up mostly of veterans.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them when I moved here in 07, and never had another
Never went to another barbershop. Found that I didn't need to. This was great. It's not a hair salon. It's an old-fashioned barbershop where you get great haircuts. And you can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set it up so it's good on your schedule so you can roll in, get your haircut, roll out, or just hang around if you want to and chit-chat with everybody. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation. Insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Yeah. B-Day, welcome. Hey, welcome back to this Monday edition here on KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. We are here with Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and James Masada. One of my favorite times, always when they come on, I just feel a peacefulness that comes over me, because, you know, it's like having family week where, we get to, a chance to see what they're doing in their creation. And of course, we're here talking about the 230th edition of their monthly magazine, which
19
is
years.
Yep. Yeah. And so we go through and we talk about it, and you can follow it. You can get your enjoy free many, many, many places in the Reading area, or you can go online, of course, what's the online you would go to?
Joymagazine.com.
Yep. Okay. So as we're going through the magazine, we have this really thing that pops. It pops right in your face.
I want to say something real quick, because we talked about the Thule Lake horseradish.
Yes.
And you got a caller.
Karen called.
Yes, and said that you can find it at
Rayleigh's
Holiday.
And Kent's.
And Kent's. So yeah. I just like shout out, because you know what? I'd love for it to have a run.
Yeah.
And get wiped out. People be like, you know, up in Thule Lake, like, what happened? We sold
out.
Yes.
Well, I'm going today, so obviously, because I've got a little shopping thing.
It's fantastic. It's an incredible product. But then you were asking the question, and maybe your listener, if one of them could text in or do something, but why do they call it horseradish?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking maybe because horseradish kicks you in the mouth like a horse.
Oh,
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Horseradish.
Yeah.
You know,
because like, where would you get that? What's the term? They just get a nice kick in the face.
I don't know. I just think it's so cool. And what are the things that you can use with the horseradish? I put it on roast beef.
Yes.
But I don't know what other, I mean.
I mix it with other things. So,
okay.
So that it just, whatever I'm eating has that little kick.
That kick in it. All right.
I have an answer for you.
Okay. So do I.
Okay. What?
Go ahead, Carl.
The name horseradish likely originates from a combination of the German word "meerschweinchen," meaning sea radish, and the Middle English term "horse," which denotes something strong or coarse.
Huh.
What did you get?
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's not fun.
No.
It's a fascinating blend of linguistic elements that reflect the plant's characteristics and historical usage. Meer translates to sea, and radish means radish.
The only other thing I got to add is it says it's a large root.
Mm.
So strong, horse, large.
Yeah.
And it says the horseradish often grew wild near coastlines.
Oh.
So
oh.
Water.
Yeah.
And then Thule Lake.
Okay. All right. There we go. And thus. Okay. Now let's talk about probably one of the most eye-catching articles in the middle of your magazine.
Love this.
And this is a real dude, real time. This is not a flashback.
No.
Although he is flashing back, I swear to God, he's like somewhere in time.
So this is
when
my
you watch
first
a movie
time.
Somewhere in Time, this guy is living right now here in Redwood.
First time I've seen the article, when I opened it, I just assumed that this was a really cool historic article, but it's not. This guy is today, present time. But the spread is absolutely so handsome, I think.
And
starting on page 24, it's called Dapper Sam.
Dapper Sam. And if you go through this article, folks, you're going to find out that this guy's passion, growing up going through antique stores with his mom as a kid, which is interesting how...
Mm-hmm. Grandmother.
Oh, was it grandmother?
I think so, yep.
And so let's talk to us about it, because...
I think he's been... What's the word when a spirit takes over your body?
Yeah.
He picked up a spirit when he was antiquing as a kid. But he is fascinated with historic dress from Victorian, from the 1800s up to the 1900s. And he has amassed an amazing collection, and he's adopted it. So he pretty much dresses up like this every day as this his normal clothes, even though he's a bank teller.
He's 27.
Yeah. But it's
crazy.
Like, he's so cool.
It's beautiful. And I think right here, we're going to be watching the launch of this young man, because I could only think that if I was a casting director in a main movie, any movie, I would want him to just appear.
Yeah.
And I don't care where it would be in the movie, he would appear.
Yeah.
It could be like a space movie, and he could be the teller in the space movie. I don't care. He needs to be like you know, the exclamation point in the corner.
Yeah. He would make great for, like, a Doctor Who episode.
Oh, God. So anyway, that's in there. I've always been theatrical. He says, adding that he enjoys the aesthetics of an eccentric 19th century gentleman. He is just like a gentleman.
Yeah. And his name is Samuel Story. So.
Yeah, right, like telling a story, name. Yeah.
Fantastic. So check that out, you guys.
And
he has,
you said, like 100,000+ followers on, mm-hmm. Was it
127 followers.
On Instagram?
On, yeah.
Does it say which? Because I want people.
Instagram, yeah. On Instagram.
I want people to go find him. What was his handle so that they can follow him?
I'm_dapper_Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an underscore. I called it a dash, but it's really, that's a big difference.
Even when you turn the page, I never turn the page because I'm so enthralled with all the other pictures. It even gets cool then.
And he'll be at the Kelly Griggs House Museum on November 15th at 2:00, and he'll be presenting his knowledge and top hat collection to visitors. So
yeah, back then when you had your dental was they'd pull it, or they'd have this foot powered drill.
Now, do you know that we talked about how fast the season has gone, and it was hard to believe that October's over. We're starting to think about Thanksgiving. There is something you've got in your book, in your magazine, about easy holiday planning.
Mm.
Have you ever followed something like that? About okay, now here this week I need to get this done. This week I need to get this done. So you know what it is, how you wait to, if you do send out Christmas cards, if you wait to the last, we actually got our Christmas cards made. I bought the envelopes and we're hoping that we send them before we go, we're driving to Albuquerque and we're going to be covering the NFR Live National Finals Rodeo. We'll be doing that again this year from Las Vegas. December 3rd, 4th,
live
and 5th.
Live from Las Vegas.
Yes, live from Las Vegas. 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we're hoping our cards go out before that. My point. So what we think about.
By the way, if you'd like to be a sponsor for that, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. And
I thought you were going to ask if I wanted to come to Vegas with you.
Well, be a sponsor and get your name up on the banner.
Right,
we eat lots of live reads, all the commercials.
We want to go to the Wizard of Oz.
Did you go?
Yes. I did.
I've had
lots of friends go. They said it was amazing.
It's really?
Did they have the wind blowing?
Oh, yeah. That was the best. The tornado scene was the best.
Leaves are flying around inside.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody told me it smelled like dirt. Did you get that?
I didn't get the dirt.
I think I love that, so they probably pumped that smell in.
They did say that they were pumping in, but I was waiting for the poppies to have some kind of floral scent, which it didn't, but poppies don't really have a scent.
Yeah, I would think that
But I think most people think that they
would. But if you think about damp earth and movement,
I heard, there was leaves that fell.
Leaves
and the poppies.
Yeah, and the apples that fell.
Apples. Yeah.
And the flying monkeys. And the flying monkeys, they had drones. That wasn't my favorite part because it looked really fake, but it was pretty.
But you appreciated the effort.
The monkeys flying around in the movie, around the theater, was amazing.
Really?
The movie part of it was just.
But they actually had monkey-shaped drones flying around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I hope one of those fall on your
head.
So
it was a complete immersing.
And your seats vibrated. Oh, my gosh. And the wind blowing was just amazing. Mm. And then as soon as the wind was blowing, and then boom, the lights went out. Big boom. And then
the house fell.
And then that my favorite scene when she gets up and she opens the door and it's all colored.
So what was it like the Munchkins? What was it during the Munchkin time?
The Munchkin part was there was parts that were cut that kind of bugged me. Some of my favorite parts. And also when they went to the when they knocked on the door and it's the bell out of order part, that part wasn't there, and the lion singing "If I Were King of the Forest" was not part of it.
Yeah, they did. They modified, and they tell you that it's been modified, but they modified it because it had to be modified for the screen and all kinds of.
And there was some AI stuff in it that was kind of weird, but most of it was really good. It was a great experience, and I would go again.
Okay, that's nice to hear because...
Well, you're there. You should go.
Absolutely. Well, you know what we're thinking about? Like, we've got to... Because our concert we were going to Friday night, the particular artist, I guess, broke an ear...
Cody James busted an eardrum.
Busted an eardrum. Oh.
So that's Elf.
I can imagine. Gosh. In the magazine, going back to Enjoy, you have this little thing. We talk about bucket lists and what you should do. Like, how do you find your peace on? Because I think what happens during the holidays, people get... there's this there's not only is because there's family, there's internal, there's to-dos. Like, you know, when you look at some of these older movies and they're stringing popcorn because it was, that's what you did if you can get even popcorn. Or in Little Women at Christmas time, they've got fruit that they've dried. And that's their
decorations.
You know, decorations and all about family being together and love and peace. What do you guys do? I mean, like, in the magazine, it's showing you how you can go about with, how to have little moments to make your season shine. And one of them is donate a warm coat.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know what, friends of mine, Ron White and Marjan and Donna and Brian Salato and, and a bunch of other people. A long time ago, we used to do, and we should do it again because it was very rewarding. We would go out and have dinner and have drinks and then go to, like, you know, one of the big box stores, and everybody would grab a cart and we would go and we'd just buy, each of us all would buy a, you know, so we'd end up with three or four carts full of things, but we would adopt a single family, right? And then you go and then you wrap it all and then the family gets all of it. And that was, we just had so much fun doing that.
You know? That's beautiful.
Yeah, just the time together was great, but to know that we're doing it together, and even though it's for us, it's really for somebody else. And so, yeah, it was, that was one of my favorite things to do for Christmas for a long time that we used to do.
I would like us to be able to have, Carl, I'm just going to do shout out to our listeners that I know that, you know, you have through the Catholic, church, you would have like adoptive family. We've done that before. I know we have this adoptive veteran that we've got coming up as
There's
well.
A lot of opportunity.
But I mean, like, I would love to be able to have a list that we could tell everybody, now today, remember, blah, blah, blah. Right. Yeah. You can do this every day of a week or something to be able to tell people this is their need. And
this year, you know, I'm not 100% sure of understanding everything, but I was told that, what's the big one that gives gifts every year?
Toys for Tots have stopped.
Yeah, they stopped
this
year.
We always have a box.
Yeah.
Well, here.
But I will tell you that I know it sounds.
It has been taken in, though, by other organizations.
Yeah. Yes. I know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, one of the organizations, I know it doesn't sound like, you know, I'm sure people have their thoughts because everybody's crazy these days, but the Hells Angels are doing a massive toy drive.
And they've done that since we've lived here.
Yes.
In fact, we rode in one because it was for all riders.
Right.
And this year it will be again. They have estimated over 100 motorcycles and they're collecting, and they're going to be stopping. Where they're going to be doing all the collection and stuff is at the range.
One year somebody broke in and stole some of their toys, which was probably not a good idea.
I know.
But they replaced all those toys within a couple of days. So, all right. And we have to take a quick break. We're here with Enjoy Magazine, James Masada, Rhonda Alvey, and we'll be right back.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 3rd of November, 8:50, our last segment here for our show, here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, O2 Staffing joins us, and I'm going to reach out today to a couple other people. I'd like to see, get a couple others in here. Tomorrow is election day. I just want to remind everybody, and you're going to hear me say it over and over again.
Well, that's tomorrow.
This is so important that you vote. And I don't care how you vote. I mean, I know how I want you to vote, but I'm not going to, but it's just important that you vote. Get off your rear. Get in. It's going to be a nice day. Go down if you haven't voted already. And drop off your ballot. It's simple. Okay, we are here with
Enjoy. Thanks for reminding me, because checked out.
We're sitting here still with our ballots, and we're going to finish that and walk down the street here and drop them off. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and we're talking about, Fruit of Change here? What's that?
Talk about this
the
magazine.
Fruit of Change.
You guys, just to say this as we bring this into our listeners, when you open the Enjoy magazine or you go online to find out more about the magazine, the beautiful gift that you give to the community is finding places such as this next article that let us know about wonderful, positive things and people doing work, real passionate work, and find some kind of interesting thing that they can do very, very well at. And that's this article. It sticks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fruit of Change, not to be confused with changing your fruit of a looms, but
yeah. All right.
Yeah, and if you're in the Marines, that means you when you change your fruit of the looms, you change. John changes with Bill. Bill changes with.
Yeah, right. Just move them on down. Anyway, this is a really cool article, page 44. The Fruit of Change. Tame a couple turns figs into a mission, which is kind of a clever word because there's the mission fig.
Right.
However. If you go down I-5, it talks about how you see the patchwork of all the orchards and ranches in Tehama County. But you might not expect that hidden among all that is a husband and wife that have cultivated over 2,261 varieties of figs.
Whoa.
So it is technically the largest, I guess, depository or what you would call bank of figs on earth. And this has become a mission for them. I was trying to remember what the husband was. Originally,
he's a Marine veteran.
Oh, yeah, a Marine veteran.
And construction worker by trade.
Yes.
And she was a paralegal and had law school ambitions.
So, super, you know, interesting how people have these really intense jobs and then they find some type of a passion and, you know, it takes over and now look at what they've created. So she also, comes from a background where the family did food preparations and things.
In Napa.
In Napa. And so now they are, she's using the byproducts of the figs to turn them into all kinds of really cool products.
Well, fig jam, again, we talk about like, and we had a fig tree in our back of our house and a rental.
Fig trees pop up everywhere.
Oh my God.
I had one in my backyard.
They make a big mess, but they're wonderful.
When you drive into Home Depot, the very first, like, you know, parking lot area, somebody obviously threw a fig down at some point, and there's a huge fig tree growing at the Home Depot. So they're pretty prolific, you know. But he was saying, the husband was saying that where he used to live as a kid, there was a huge fig tree, and him and his cousins and stuff used to hang out underneath it, and they just pick figs and throw them at each other. And little did he know that boring of figs somehow would end up in his blood, and he became obsessed. We were talking about Carl. He's also a veteran, and he's a contractor by trade. And
a Marine veteran.
Yep. But to know that down in Tehama County is a place where somebody has cultivated figs of all species, thousands and thousands of them.
It makes you wonder that, you know, it's obviously an obsession in a way.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
But there's nothing wrong with that as long, you know, a type of obsession that's growing and it's having something that somebody else doesn't have, but it doesn't cause harm to anybody. Yeah. So there's
nothing
wrong with that.
But it's probably because they have the different species. They have all the DNA strands probably banked.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like if somewhere in the world there becomes a challenge, there's another place on the planet that you could possibly go to and get seeds. And
he's not an old guy either.
No, they're
so
not.
He must have been really working.
No, I mean, you can see there's a picture of him and his wife, and it looks like they have three daughters. I'm assuming, maybe not, who knows. But it looks like that, possibly. Yeah. Well, three kids, let's just say that.
You know, I like this. We believe food is a basic necessity, of course, not something families should have to worry about, says Priscilla, his wife. And kids are more likely to eat fruits and vegetables if they grow them.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely true. I mean,
Do you like figs?
Do I like? I like dried figs.
Yes.
You know, and Linda will always have some dried figs in the refrigerator.
Mm.
And it's almost like a guilty treat because they're sweet, but.
So I can appreciate figs. It's not one of my favorite. My father was obsessed and loved figs. And out at our ranch in Cottonwood, we have five or six fig trees. They're different species and stuff. And he would just pick them off the trees and eat them like crazy. Then one day, for some reason, I was, and I'm sure it's not all species, but I was busy looking at figs. I was watching a little program on figs, and when I found out how figs come to be, I could never eat another fig. Figs are an interesting fruit in how they are grown, and they have to, the fig tree has to be pollinated, or I guess it's a form of pollination, is through like a wasp of some kind.
Okay.
And they puncture the end as the fig is growing, and they lay their eggs inside the fig. And so figs, many, many figs, or certain species, when you eat them, you're eating basically a wasp and potentially the larva or
that'll
the
make
eggs.
You take that. That can grow you up.
That's why you go
Thank
for the.
Thank you so much.
That's why you go for the dried figs.
So anyway, they do have a
one seed at a time.
One seed at a time, right? Rhonda, do you care to tell us about that?
So a nonprofit, and this is to help families that live on tight budgets, and they try and make they help build food gardens for schools and give what they can or take what they need, and they partner with groups like PATH, Poor and the Homeless, and Sacred Heart School, and working with the Red Bluff School District to expand even further. They just had a big event too where they introduced this nonprofit. So and I think it's brand new. It's just they're just getting it started, so. But it helps feed the needy, so they give back too.
Yeah, they do.
So it looks like I'm looking at the window. We have about 1 minute and 20 seconds left. But I just want to point out you know, when we come on here, we love doing this, and it's just scratching the surface of the magazine.
Oh, it is. There's right? so many great articles we couldn't even touch on.
114 pages this year of information. And so it's just little things that we can grab here and share. So there, but there's so much more to garnish and read, or garner, I'm sorry, and read in every issue.
This chocolate story is really cool about this lady in Weaverville.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah. Right, and also Viva Downtown. And, you know, John Truitt, the mission of what Viva Downtown is doing is great. So many things.
Thanks so much for coming
and
joining us today. We haven't even touched on this great manuscript that you can pick up at stores. You can go to enjoymagazine.com. Anyway. Thanks a lot, James and Ron.
Thanks for having us.
And tomorrow, O2 staffing is going to come in. I believe Heidi, who owns O2, is going to join us tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about the latest in what's happening in business laws and HR and all those kind of things from O2 employment. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Region.